Dreamland. It was meant to be the end of things, but to its riders, it would feel like a beginning. It was a rocket ship to a new plane of existence, the rainbow road to eternal rest, exhilarating and exalting, death in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. All this was well and good, and math, physics, and biology suggested it to be 100% effective. No one would ever live through it. Human trials had not been run, but that was only a matter of time. There was a waiting list that would fill the 24-passenger train more than 8 times. The problem was, Blake didn't want to die. He wasn't ready to go at all. The assisted suicide roller coaster was someone else's design, a solution to a problem of killing humanely. He was the only contractor willing to build it. And now he was paralyzed and locked into the damn thing, about to meet his maker. He awoke in the seat with no memory of the night before. His head ached. He couldn't move anything apart from his eyes. How the fuck did I end up here? Enemies of the machine were few, but bold. They were the pro-lifers, anti-abortion and therefore anti-assisted suicide. They bombed clinics and served jail time. It wouldn't mean much to them to kill one more time in the name of life. But the site's outer wall was near unbreachable. How did they get in? There were fears about emotional teens breaking and entering to make choices they couldn't take back, or thrill seekers who doubted the coaster's lethality. Why didn't they just dismantle it or drive explosives into it? You should kill the executioner, not the maker of the guillotine or the unknowing weaver of the noose's rope. He could just drag his fingertips along the waterproof fabric of the seat. It was waterproof because the ride made people lose their shit. Literally. Every coaster kit, a packaged buy and build for contractors, would come with a hose. It would be his shit that someone would spray off the seats. His lifeless body trucked away to the on-site incinerator. His chest could feel the compression of the metal bars that held him down. He'd chosen the shape, the finish, and the locking mechanism. He carefully selected it all a year ago, before construction started. Sensation was slowly returning to his body, but not fast enough to afford him time to undo the harness and remove himself from the ride. He could hear the familiar hum as the machine started working. Even that hum had been altered, fine-tuned, and formulated to soothe. Soon the seat would carry him up to the drop tower, some 1,670 feet high, before it dropped sharply and flew into a series of loops, the rails of each one painted a different bright color of the rainbow. In his mind, he was screaming. There might be others nearby who could help him, if only they could hear him. As long as they aren't in on it. But the sun hadn't even come up yet, and the birds were only now starting to sing.